From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. This week, the Arkansas Board of Education scheduled a meeting to halt a review process of charter school expansions that it had just voted to embark upon the week before. The agenda was set Thursday for meeting today. The agenda items have since been removed. Kathy Webb, a Little Rock City director, joins me on the line.
Thank you, Jacob. Glad to be here.
All right. This sort of rushed agenda setting, at least from the public's eye, we had no precursing discussion about it. Do you think in some way it was some sort of effort to circumvent the public? Is that what you're arguing?
You know, it was something that just left a really bad taste in people's mouths yesterday. You know, I can't speak for what they did, but it was a great relief to see that it's not going to be on the agenda this afternoon.
And the review is for several charter schools, not just in the Little Rock School District, but let's just focus on the Little Rock School District for now. Do you see some sort of threat from an unfettered expansion that could harm students? We should keep in mind, of course, that the district in Little Rock is under control of the state board.
You made a very good point. The district is under control of the state board. And when that happened, I think at this point it's irrelevant which side of that issue one might be on. We are what we are. I think Baker has done an outstanding job. I think that the comparison of charter schools to public schools has not always been done by using comparable measurements. I think some of the demographics have not been accurate. And I, for one, would like to see us press pause. Let's give Baker some time. I think we're making great progress. This has ramifications not only for this current generation of kids, it has ramifications for our whole city for decades to come. I think we also need to look at cities that have basically gutted their public school district with unfettered expansion of charters.
You know, charter proponents, they argue, of course, that there are waiting lists for these schools. They can prove that some parents at least want their children to go to them. Those waiting lists do exist.
Yes, they do exist. And I think that we as a city have culpability in not expanding in some of the parts of the city where we had people who were very eager for traditional public education. I think that we are seeing that under Baker. We've got plans to do that now. Many of those folks to whom I've spoken, they want to see their kids in public schools. Depending on where they live, they might not have had access to a traditional public school or easy access. And if we're successful in building some new public schools like we've been talking about, then you're not going to see as much of a desire to attend a charter school or a different kind of school.
With this review process now going forward, at least for the time being, in Little Rock, it's for ESTEM and for LISA Academy. You mentioned a little bit earlier that you think the state board needs to see some data about demographics and things like that. Can you explain a little bit more about what you're talking about with these two schools in mind?
We know there have been certain schools in different cities who have touted switching to charters or privatization and things like that, and how much better the schools, those schools did. And just in looking at data last night, you know, the makeup of the charter schools is very different from the makeup of the Little Rock School District, both in terms of English as a second language, economic status, in terms of special education, special needs. So I think it's really important that when we look at data, we compare apples to apples as opposed to apples to oranges.
This attempt to rescind the motion that we saw at the tail end of this week, and you know, now it's back to normal, so to speak. You said at the beginning of this interview it left a sort of a bad taste in your mouth. What do you think generally about the State Board of Education, John A. Key, and the Department of Education? The district is under state control. Are people being listened to? It seems like there's a big outcry from a lot of these traditional groups in the district.
Well, I will say this. I served in the legislature with Johnny Key. He's a stand-up guy. He was very involved in the education issue. I've spoken to him several times since he has been put in his position at the Department of Ed. He works well with people regardless of what their viewpoint's on. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be working with Johnny Key, I hope, regardless of what happens.
Kathy Webb, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it, and I hope it stays dry for the rally.
Thank you. So do I. Bye-bye.